radio is dead.
I'm afraid of radio wars.
You fucking, you niggas trying to play the nigga, trying.
Who is this guy? Who is this?
Read that comment down there, Lance. Do you see it?
This guy here in Ellis sounds a lot better than Sanzi.
This dude has ruined being Asian for dynasties. Forget about Star Trek. There's not going to be another Asian in space for generations.
He's a man with respect. He respects women 150%.
She's not even a real hoe.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck were you pushing me to?
I wonder her front teeth that is cut with a slant, like a 45 degree angle. How the fuck does that happen? It looks like someone cut it with a rotary tool.
Yeah, get Ian Ellis on the show. He follows us on, follows me on Twitter.
Spell it. Joe. I spell Booney.
He's a radishy cougar. And if he thinks I'm fake news, well, you know what? Come see what fake news is, because I'll teach you what fake news is, because we are real news with Joe the Fighting J. We are real human beings, and nobody disrespects me.
That means you're gay.
Make fun of my show all you want. Hey, I don't care. See, you're the joke, not me. You're the biggest joke on the face of this earth. You don't know what you're talking. You don't make sense. You can't even show your own face. Get the stupid mic. What's this? I don't need no mic. Do I need a mic to be on my show? No, I don't need a mic. I don't need nothing. I just need a camera, my sports show, that's it. You have a basement that is broken down, holes in the wall. Welcome to the gaming channel. Give me a freaking break. I'm better than you 150%.
You address the question. Who addressed the question, you fucking bitch-ass chinkster? Seriously, who wants to watch rice stir?
You got me.
Are you fucking scheming?
Yes, Timmer, working really hard all day to put these shows together so that he can get 15-minute cam shows. Yep. Yes.
We got, like, guys that are just literally obsessed with Patrice O'Neal. I don't understand that.
No. I apologize. My name's Ian.
No,
let me introduce
you.
Myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did to you?
Just go. Just don't talk to me.
I apologize.
Do not talk to me. Go away.
All right. Well, I apologize.
Well,
if
no,
made you
I
feel
don't give
bad.
A shit. Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
No, you were horrible. Okay, you were horrible, and you humiliated me in front of a room of people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No,
if
you're
made
not even
you
any good.
Way.
So please go away.
Thank you.
No,
and I'm
no,
sorry.
Go fuck yourself. And fucking take your fucking shitty fucking fedora and go eat a dick.
So this little fag, he goes, I don't like radio wars, and he fucking does
Trump
this shit.
Is a bad name.
Yo.
Because he's a fucking retard. Yes, everybody, hi. Kyle is a fucking retard. Let's
Hello.
Just start the show.
Kyle gives real Trump supporters a bad name.
Yeah.
What's up, Missy?
That can...
The real Keep America Great people despise Kyle.
Yeah.
Are you saying his edgy political Discord isn't...
They're fake it. Red it's pill. They're Owen it. Benjamin motherfuckers.
You mean his discourse, not
Shots
his Discord?
Shots fired.
You know what? His Discord does suck too. So you're not wrong.
It's only cool because other people make it cool, not him at all.
Yeah.
It's cool because of me. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's basically Ross Dog's second Discord. He posts more shit in there than his own.
That's true.
Well, the people here are already here. I got to lure them in from somewhere else.
Did you listen to Producer Jay bomb on the roast?
I meant to talk to you about that. Producer Jay, you've got to not. You just.
He tried something
different. It's
not a big
deal, man. Like, you got to calm down, man.
Calm down.
It felt like you were just too worried about bombing or something, man. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I was like, is this nigga doing all right? Like, is someone getting him a cup of water? I wanted to get him a cup of water, and I watched it afterwards. I went up and got a cup of water.
Why would you think I needed water?
Yeah, it was uncomfortable, man. It was just, like...
Yeah, when you
Should
said
we play
like
it?
You had
Do you want to can we play it?
Go. I was play, helping him
play. Like, I want to hear
it. It was intentionally uncomfortable, though. So I, I'm pretty glad that I got that.
It made me uncomfortable. Fuck.
That's good. That's what it was supposed to do. So I achieved what I wanted to achieve.
It's the rose.
It wasn't
part
supposed
too.
To Sounds make like you feel all warm and fuzzy.
He was inspired by Norm Macdonald, the worst roast of all time.
To be fair, he had mentioned scrapping that idea a few days before, and I kind of pushed him to, hey, go ahead and go with it.
you're a real piece of shit as a friend.
I didn't really write any of it down either. I basically just wrote the people down.
Oh, we can
and
tell.
Then,
you don't have to tell us that. We got it.
I felt like you wrote it down, but you were continuing thoughts like higher up on the piece of paper. So you kept like reading and then you had to go back and find your spot and then go back and forth.
Well, he's got one
like,
eye.
You, what you should have done.
It wasn't,
maybe,
it wasn't the best organized writing either.
What? No, just maybe make an arrow from one thought to the next. So you.
I literally.
You don't have to go and,
I mean,
I
he did, he did better than
minutes.
The CEO did.
Yeah,
why,
that's
yeah.
true. I showed up.
I
did better than Jackson Black.
Better than him.
I did. I wasn't going to show up. Look, I was like, look, I don't like roasts in general. And, you know, I have nothing good to say about Kyle. So I'm not doing this.
I was really expecting you to come on at the end and just be like, Kyle, it's not a joke. I fucking hate you. I can't take this. I can't take the way you repeat yourself. And I fucking hope you get
He's
canceled.
Very lucky that he does have 30 or 40 retards that are just going to put up with whatever he does now. Exactly what Jimmer has. He'd become Jimmer. He's Jimmer without the pedophilia. So he's just Jimmer light. Like, he's not even doing Jimmer is known for the pedophilia. That's why people watch him. Kyle doesn't even have the pedophilia.
That's a good thing, though.
Let's make that clear. For the children. I don't know if it's a good thing for his audience.
It just means Jimmer has more ambition than Kyle.
Well, it is.
You
because,
know what?
I mean,
fair enough. Wow. At least Jimmer's willing to live his fucking creeping down.
Ambition to go to jail, maybe.
Well, they wouldn't send Jimmer to jail. They'll just go to a fucking mental hospital.
Oh, where is this at? I'm trying to find the Jay's part of the roast. Frank Hernandez.
Do you guys think?
Here we go.
I've been listening to a lot of Willie Nelson.
Cosmic or Producer Jay? Producer Jay's turn. I know him really well and can confirm he's a homosexual incel.
I don't
who
think
only finds pleasure in double stroking his guns while wishing it was a pretty girl. Producer Jay, as some call
you're
him, including his father,
like
is best
so
known
so
as the legendary
him.
Troll who fucked right. up Jimmernam and Frank Hernandez. This is your proudest moment, so do us all a favor and kill yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Producer Jay.
What if he doesn't?
Producer Jay.
Thanks, Ross Dog.
No problem. Y'all tell me when to pause.
Should have killed himself right. before the
session. So, I went to the psychiatrist the other day and walked in and there was a room full of people. And it was just, you know, as I'm walking through there, I like to check everyone out and just kind of see you know how they look and makes me feel a little better about myself whenever I
is this a suicide
you know,
video
see their flaws or you know something is pointed out.
Yeah, go ahead. So Producer Day, why did you choose a psychiatry, why did you choose a witch doctor's office to open this setup for the
he smokes way too much weed.
What better place would it be to find all these people from our universe except
do
at
you,
a psychiatrist's
Do you actually
office?
Go there to, like, you know, tell them about your uncle and shit?
Yeah. I spend thousands of dollars a week on psychotherapy. I don't know. Whatever you call it.
How can you afford that?
I don't know. I clean a lot of shit.
Well, maybe that's why you're so fucking depressed.
No, dude, I don't go to a fucking psychiatrist. I definitely can't afford that shit.
So you're lying. Yeah.
If he went to a psychiatrist, his thoughts wouldn't be so spread out and awful.
That's true.
All right, so the premise is you're sitting here, and the different goofs from our universe are the various people in this office.
Right.
And let's pause after each one, see if we can guess who it is.
Well, you know what would make it would have made it better? I'm just throwing this out there. It would have been better if you were in a mental hospital, because if it was an office, that would kind of mean, like, everyone went there voluntarily, and I don't think Kyle has the brain capacity to
see he gets fucked in the head.
Yeah, like...
Maybe a welfare office?
I mean, basically, it's a psychiatrist's office is, like, the same thing as a mental hospital, but
not really, but okay.
I mean, no, it's not, but they have the same type of
problems. That's why you bombed at the Roche. You gotta be open to...
It's like prison's the same as a black church. I know what you're saying.
It's not, but no. Yeah.
I get you, though. That's fine. A mental institution would have been better. Maybe.
Producer Jay, when I was listening to it originally, I didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. Like,
To be fair, though, you're a dummy.
I didn't know that this was an office. Like,
it's kind of like fucking a transgender is like fucking a girl, but you're a faggot for doing it.
Or sucking dick, yeah.
Well, he's got you there, Ian.
That's only game if you enjoy it.
Ian, if you're gonna be fair, he does got you there.
Faggot! Faggot! Oh my god!
I'm not saying Ian's a faggot, but he's done faggot things.
Yeah, I ain't never sucked no dick.
He's not gay, but his boyfriend is.
Yeah, anyway...
The fuck is out here?
Keep playing it. Keep playing it.
Yeah, keep going.
By the way, I just want to say...
The first guy I see, he's sitting there. He's drinking St. Pauli's Girl beer, and he smells of cigarettes. He's got, like, curly brown hair, and he's playing this video game on his phone. He seems like he's talking to himself. I don't know. I think he's from, like, Baltimore or something.
What the fuck?
Is that Prince Annabelle? Princess Annabelle?
No, that's Mr. Grant, sir.
Who the fuck is Mr. Grant?
He gave the Nazi speech.
Yeah, I didn't know that dude had been around enough to really be a part of, like, the road. Like, I thought he was talking about Kyle. I had no idea who the fuck he was talking about.
Hey, usually when you want to open strong, so why would you choose such an obscure character to open with?
Sexual preference.
Just because he was the first person I had written down.
All right, well, that's it.
I think he went in order of who he likes.
Thing, right? Oh, probably, yeah. Because so we'll I think I was the last one, so I'm pretty sure he went
I didn't do anyone that wasn't involved in the roast, though.
Oh,
CEO.
Let's go forward.
But anyway, and then walking by this other guy, and he's definitely Jewish. He's wearing a yarmulke.
Wait a second. He's
holding a football.
Just how big is this waiting room that you had enough room to walk by another person?
It's like a long hallway with a lot of corners, and every time I turn a corner, I see a different person.
And nobody told me there was any fucking Jew kikes in this organization.
This is Jew cast.
That's true. Ian, how do you think we've been able to not be shut down by, you know, SEC or whatever.
So, who is that?
Jingzy Poo is here.
Trevor Snick or Sniping Rob us. Cast.
Anyway, just keep playing. Let's get into this basketball jersey
and sweatpants. But then he's got a butler next to him. And
Tom Hanks. Yeah,
he's watching Joe Booney Sports on his phone. I don't know. It was kind of weird.
Is that Mr. Laurinaitis?
Yeah. And then there's this...
All right. Any guesses?
I don't know who the fuck... I don't know.
Coach Cooper.
I already said who that was.
You mean that movie with Samuel Jackson?
Oh, Trevor Smith.
I really hope you're never, like, the witness in a brutal murder, because... We're not going to find that guy.
All right. On to the next.
guy. He's got a face shield on, one of those like camouflage things over his face.
You know,
and he's got like cigarettes sticking out of it, like four or five of them, just all over the place.
Darth Vader?
He's barking, and then he's got his phone in his hand, and then he's just like laughing out loud, and he's just talking to him like, "What? Huh?" Somebody asked him a question, and he just, I don't know, you can tell he's buried in his phone. But then there was this
Henry.
That was Henry.
Oh shit! Was Henry on the roast? Is like, did he do? Did he roast anyone?
I think he barked a little bit.
He crushed, man. This is the best part. Just person of the night.
No, I think that was me as well. Me and Henry, we're a duo now.
Yeah, man.
Man's best friend's a dead dog. Next,
this other guy, he had a guitar and some lube. He was a little guy, like. Kind of brownish skin, but not really. I don't know. It was lighter.
Like red hair, though.
Does he look like Sinbad?
No. Black hair. Okay. Like BLAC hair. But oh. he also had a flower headband on.
For children.
He had on a flower headband and wooden sandals.
Jesus.
And he was talking about how he wasn't sure about this guy named Jimmernam and that Terrace.
Oh, it's definitely Jesus then.
I don't think
that's
he likes
Jesus Christ.
Terrace Bomb. He must be a fag. Anyway.
He's just stomping around heaven. Which one of you fucktards made this piece of shit? People think this is my fault.
Why does this fucking gook keep calling me about his pedophilia? He keeps confessing. I got it. You're forgiven.
That was Lord. Jackson Black.
That was Jackson Black? I thought you were talking
I thought
about
it Cosmic.
Was Cosmic.
Me too.
Yeah, guitar.
That's why
handle.
I said black hair.
Little guy. Hmm. Okay.
All right. Next.
And then we got there was another guy. He was wearing a cap and gown, and he had a mustache.
This is Joe Booney.
I ruined that joke. Damn it. I ruined that one. I'm sorry. No, but he was wearing a cap and gown, and he was talking about early graduation and something about a victory lap, and you know, he said he was 18,
West.
But he had a mustache like Burt Reynolds.
Oh, I know. Burt Reynolds.
Anyway,
his corpse.
Then there was another guy with a guitar too.
Is this the acid trip version of charades?
Yeah,
basically.
All right, Nick, who was that? You probably know. You can get this.
It sounds
one.
Like Joe Booty, but it's described by
he
a
got it. Nick, we call this shrooms. That's what we're calling.
Okay. All right. I like a Joe Booty description that has nothing to do with sports. Nailed it.
That's great.
Hey, you guys knew who I was talking about. That's all that matters.
Mustache.
He's the only one in the crew with a GED.
Is this how you opened up the fucking roast with fucking charades?
Yes.
He was up like halfway through.
I was like the one of the last ones.
This was our headliner.
He's the halftime show.
I don't get it. Why?
Nick.
Hey, when did you go up, Nick?
He was at a psychiatrist's office. Okay.
Very big one. Characters. From all the fools from our lives walked in at the same time.
I think he used the show as therapy. Fucking ripped this off.
I feel like producer Jay thought it was a psychiatrist's office, but he didn't realize it was a
psychotic
shelter. Like,
it's really a shelter inside my mind, and you guys are all in there taking up space. God damn it!
Really?
So you have multiple questions.
Yeah, did you just hang out at a soup kitchen, like?
Yeah, that's where I got like my inspiration.
This was a real dream. That's why he didn't tell you.
If I would have described everyone's clothing, it would all be gray and brown and
you didn't write this.
Sacks.
Yeah.
Bro, you need help.
You lived it.
keep playing this. I see.
Weird,
I like
this guy was definitely very different. I don't know. He had a blue spandex suit on, and he had a pint of
Ray
Irish Penchuk. Whiskey. And he was just mumbling. I couldn't make out what he was saying. Okay, and then there was a really strange guy. He had brown hair.
Who is it? Is in the spandex suit?
Yeah,
I don't know a whole lot about Jay Crichton, but that was him because he has like that avatar, and he has a guitar and he's a fucking drunk Irish Scottish whatever. So he had a pint
of
whiskey.
Those are all better descriptions than what you gave.
I said he had a pint of Irish whiskey. I couldn't understand him. He had a guitar.
He's
and
the
he was
guy
wearing a blue spandex suit.
He's the guy that sang at the telethon. He sung the Jimmer Nam song.
Oh yeah, that's another faggot that needs to be shot. We really got to be more selective.
I think that's Jings and Things' new co-host.
No,
add him to the list.
I'm just
We're
saying.
Both getting tossed in a pit.
I'm not even talking shit. Just what I've noticed getting around.
What
here
made you think that this depressing diatribe was good for a fucking rush?
What, Nick? It's great because now it's being talked at on two shows.
And
so
hey,
and
we're just busting your balls, by the way. You know.
Yeah. We somehow got a hold of your fucking pre-suicide fucking lecture, and now it's worth
hey,
commentary.
Excuse me, Nick.
Aren't you the ex-Proud Boy that couldn't even be a Proud Boy?
What are you talking about,
dude? Fucking old ball sniffer, whatever the fuck you did, slapping some other guy's balls or some shit.
Oh, shit.
What are you talking about?
Jay's fighting
know.
Back.
I don't know. Whatever
See,
you do.
See, again, you have no idea what
fake
you're
talking Fake Proud Boy.
You're a fake Proud Boy.
Gavin McGinnis was
I
too much man for you.
A fake Proud Boy is better than a real Proud Boy.
Nah, at least the real Proud's actually proud.
Yeah.
Not a proud.
You tried to be a Proud Boy and you failed.
Oh,
you're 40
yeah.
and
you
white.
You failed.
I fucked
you're,
it up. I couldn't become
You're 24,
a
you're Jewish
white
Canadian,
white.
And you're white.
Suit of bombs. And walk into a rally with a fucking
yeah.
Dodge
how many charger. Schools have you shut up, Nick?
Didn't Only think two. I'm not worthy.
Only two.
How did you fail at being a loser?
I got a 50%, but that wasn't worth. That wasn't.
That's like getting kicked
yeah,
out of
Nick,
the gay club for sucking dick.
Nick, you got a C
too well.
In being shit. I mean, like, no one's going to say, oh, you know, like, we'll say you could have done better, but, you know, we're not going to give you, we're going to end your life over it, you know. At least.
Like when you only got your grade 12, but of being a proud boy.
Listen, I didn't want to start any beef here. I just wanted to fucking comment on this fucking.
Don't start no shit. There won't be no shit.
Oh,
son.
Fuck, oh. Bum, man.
Oh, my God. Keep it in your pants.
Jay,
oh shit!
Jay,
Even
Jay,
Danny Ross is shitting on you, Nick.
Jay, he's defensive. You got him, man.
No, I know. I'm just fucking. Hey, speaking of school shooters, you guys see? I just posted in the Discord that little GIF I made.
Oh,
there.
Don't try to get away from the roast. We're only halfway through your story.
No, that's fine. That's fine. But that little GIF is a school shooter. I fucking found him on Facebook like the night that it happened, and then.
Is that Kenny the retard who pulled out his cock?
Well,
that's a different tard.
No.
I mean, special guy.
This guy had a YouTube channel, and I like watched some of his videos.
Like Nanette.
And I took a screenshot, and then the next morning, that shit was all deleted.
Kenny Gadsby shot up a school?
Oh, is that guy?
Yeah, I can't remember his real name. His YouTube channel was like Mongo.
It was called Nanette. It's on Netflix.
He used to fucking like make videos with it was like him and one other friend and they would fucking like reenact movies and he was
yeah,
like
Hannah
Superman. It was fucking retarded.
Who's
anyway,
that
back
pizza?
To the roast.
Can I ask one question though, Jay? I know like Nick's giving you shit and Ian's kind of being, you know, Jay or Ross Bennington. I mean, I think I'm the only person kind of
in the chat and the chat and the people that listened.
Well, it just like why not start off with like Unbleached, just someone we know right away.
I so just
not, I'm like only saying it like I know this. We're playing Shrooms right
Hindsight's
now.
Hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, I could have included Jim or Nam and Unbleached and all these other people. I only did people from the roast, Punch and lines. There were other people.
A few jokes.
So Ross Bennington wasn't really clear on the rules, is what you're saying.
A roast is a roast, nigga.
I mean, well, you know, usually, maybe you. I was going by like the Comedy Central roast. You usually fucking don't talk about like people that aren't there. Typically, I don't know.
I don't know if you noticed, but this isn't Comedy Central.
Yes, it is.
Only thing I had to gear it by. What other roast is
we
there?
We have more
to
freedom here than Comedy Central.
Roasts are hacked.
What?
All right, can we get back to Schindler's List?
Yeah.
maybe. I've never seen perched that up movie. On top of one of the chairs, and he was clucking like a chicken, and complaining about the lighting in the room, and talking about how his corn feed was better than your corn
this
feed, Don bro, or something like that. Like,
he fucking ugh'd himself.
Dude, that's
I gotta hear that again.
I'm proud of that. That's like Norm Macdonald-esque as fuck.
You have a really low opinion of Norm Macdonald.
No, I know I'm nowhere near as funny as him.
Listen, he thinks of Norm Macdonald the way I think of Norm Macdonald.
Here, listen for this at the end.
Talking about how his corn feed was better than your corn feed, bro, or something like that. Like, I don't...
That should be a sound.
We're talking about how his corn feed was better than your corn feed, bro, or something like that. Like,
did you hear the "I don't know" before the That's my favorite part.
He was debating with himself live.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what
the
he's
writing
talking
process
about.
Live. No, I'm scrapping.
You think he
that
wrote?
One.
You think he wrote "I don't know" on the page?
Like Unbleached wrote, "I'm such a fag" after his rap.
Yeah.
You know what? It might even be funnier if I were to just read what I actually have written down, because it's nowhere near.
Oh, do you
want to
redo
said.
Your roast after we play this whole thing?
Here, yes. I'll just read. I'll read his real quick. That one that I just did.
We really should have clipped up Unbleached's ha ha ha.
Well, that one was pretty similar, except I just put "my weed is better than your weed, bro," and then I changed it to "chicken feed," which I don't know. I don't think it made it any funnier.
Yeah, you said you didn't know in it.
That's probably why.
That was Bo Bandy, by the way, right?
Oh, that fucking prick.
Yeah, because he was complaining about his lighting when he did that dab off with Unbleached.
And he said, "My corn feed's better than yours, bro."
Yeah, and my dad is the play-by-play commentator for the San Jose Sharks. So
Jimmernan was trying to get
a radio voice all the time.
Dude, last night Jimmernan was screaming at him while he was live driving with Cam, smoking a blunt and like had no hands free, and he was trying to get him to crash.
Oh,
that's on Periscope
nice.
Near the end. Let's continue.
He was pretty weird.
Is that everybody?
No, I'm sorry. I kind of did almost everybody that was on the list, so I got a couple more. Then there was this guy with a backwards hat on, and he was playing with his car keys.
Oh, hey, hold on a second. Pause for a second. Hey, Laura. Shut up, you cunt. Go ahead, Jay.
But he was playing with his car keys. Stop
talking. Yeah, for people who don't know, at that point, a child started heckling him.
A child named
Laura.
Yeah,
I was like, what the fuck is this thing? Wait. Yeah. Sorry, I like mixed up a couple of them here. And then there was this guy. He was a he looked like he was a mechanic. He had on a mechanic shirt. He was kind of bigger. It was a Jiffy Lube, I think. And I could just see, like, this was at the bottom of the page, and all my writing was all fucking jumbled up and shit.
Was it?
Out, but he was asking for info.
Who was the
chicken feed? About this guy named Don A.
Bo-Bandy.
For a documentary he was working on.
Oh, yeah, no one knows what that guy looks like.
Yeah,
I hear he's devilishly handsome though.
Oh, really? Yeah, larger build. I don't know. I couldn't. A little bit greasy hands, you know, like, you know, mechanics have, but.
It's the dude. Who was that woman that got murdered like a week ago?
What?
Who's that girl that got murdered by a Mexican like 2 weeks ago?
Molly Tibbetts.
Yeah, it's Molly Tibbetts' murderer.
The one Glista blames. Glista blames her for not running fast enough.
The person who it was is the person who spoke. They knew who I was talking about. It was clickbait.
Yeah, that was clickbait. He apparently works in a mechanic's garage.
See, I remember things.
I don't think he does, though.
He works on cars. I don't think he actually works. Like, I don't think that's his job, but he likes to work on his own car.
I think
car,
he owns a big lawnmower and he cuts grass.
Yeah, he does.
I feel like this is how a school shooter would describe his class.
Yeah. There was this guy and he had...
Tell me more about yourself, Nick.
Mechanics gloves on in the corner and he was working on a car.
What kind of shirt are you wearing right now, Nick?
Bring his Ferrari.
How many cars are parked in your driveway?
Every one of these intros sounds like an intro to a gay porn. It's like a gay porn's about to begin and then it's, oh, goes to the next one.
It's just 10.
Let's hear about the rest of the students.
Other than that, you know, decent looking guy, I guess you could say that.
Whoa. What'd you say there?
Speaking of the devil. Holy shit.
I didn't hear that part, sorry.
A little bit greasy hands, you know, like, you know, mechanics have, but
decent,
other than that, you know, decent looking guy, I guess you could say that, but, probably
I'd blow him.
I'd
block
him.
No. And then there was, one guy had bird shit on his shoulder. He had his phone on the other shoulder, and then he was holding a baby in his arms. And he seemed like he was having a conversation about, like,
Donnie.
To one of his employees or something. Like, he was
a hangover.
Some big corporation or something like that. He seemed pretty overwhelmed.
All right, let's give
him. Is that me? It's like.
I think that was Ian Blackburn Ellis.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
oh, dude, you got me. You roasted the shit out of me. Fuck. Oh, I'm still burning from that.
Shut the fuck up, Ian.
I may have to go to my therapist and tell him about this guy that he mumbles and he stands in line and he looks at his phone and he has like a beard and he like fixes pipes and stuff.
Hey, what the fuck's wrong with you, Ian?
I didn't really. Go for, like, I guess a typical roast. I just kind of described.
You don't
no, we
say.
Can tell.
I mean, obviously. So say whatever you want, because I ain't making no money and I'm not offended by any of the
criticism.
No,
it's fine. Trust me, I enjoy it. Is it. It's not done yet, is it?
I don't know. Let's
no,
see.
There's, there's a few.
But not for producer
I
Jay.
Get kicked off.
There's still three
right,
more.
Let's hear from the interrupter, Laura.
What genre her. Would you say
yeah,
you do excel at?
I think that's it.
No, there's more.
Is there?
Right. Yeah. Trust
Anyone
me.
Anyone know who this cunt is?
No, it's a guy doing a girl's voice.
Oh, even better.
You go back to it in a minute.
What are you talking stuff. About?
Hey, Darius, what's up?
Hangs up.
Why did she mute me?
I still
muted.
Got more.
Go oh, Jay's
Where's
got more.
Where's Darius?
Hold on 1 second.
I'm eating.
All right, shut up, bitch. Go ahead, Jay.
All right. And then there was it's only three more people. Then there was this guy. He had a red beard with like puka shells in it,
really
a ukulele, and
today.
A tip jar.
Hey.
And then he had a
really flexing
a bag
his nuts.
With a sign, and I could see the sign sticking out, and it said, "We'll suck dick to sleep on your couch."
You know,
see, you know, the guy I saw was holding a sign that said, "I jerk off punks under the bridge for $15." The same dude.
And then there was.
Was that Jackson Black again?
That was Cosmic.
Oh.
Were there any repeats in your roast?
No.
There was some notable mentions, I think, at the end.
I think Cosmic was mentioned like four times by now. Like,
well, you guys think a guitar means it's Cosmic. That's not true.
But that's what he's known for. That and being a Buddhist and yoga and mushrooms.
Yeah, Jackson's a Jew. A Colombian Jew.
When I described Jackson, I said he had black hair, like B-L-A-C, and that's how his fucking name is spelled. I couldn't have made it any more obvious. Couldn't have made that one any more obvious.
Let's get to the
next one. And he hates Tara.
I'm sad that that's the answer. I thought you were actually just making some kind of racist joke I didn't get.
What?
When you were like B-L-A-C, I was like, is that some kind of nigger code? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that was the funniest shit he said
you,
all night.
See, the true racist comes out of you guys.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, Ian, what are you doing?
You're apparently not inviting him to the rally.
You were so excited. Now you're so disappointed that it's not the racist joke you thought it was. Like, come on.
I guess I'm just going to have to make another pillowcase out of this hood.
I'll just pass it on to one of your babies.
Oh, yeah, Ian, what the fuck's wrong with it?
Sorry, I just hate black people.
What would Dante Negro think?
Except black cock, right? Oh. Then there was this guy sitting with his dad. He was wearing a leather jacket, and he was kind of like constantly mumbling and like kind of shaking, and seemed like he was maybe trying to rap or something. And that was probably his dad wasn't even like looking at him. His dad looked really annoyed. And
see, I thought this was fucking Joe Booney or Josiah.
It's Jinx and Things. He's going off the cover of Jinx's EP, where it's like a black leather jacket.
I don't know. I didn't know Jinx was actually trying to really be a rapper. I thought that was like a goof.
The saddest part is you probably did more research than any other roaster on the day.
No, I didn't.
You were probably the least
one. No, he posted those pics.
Oh!
Oh.
It was the most funny.
Nick, you were pretty funny, bro.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I like this. I think this is way more fun.
Gross battle.
He sacrificed himself that day for our pleasure today.
Last but not least. Therapy. And then the last guy, he had on a do-rag backwards hat. You know, he was actually passed out, and he was, like, drooling all over himself.
Jerry Farr.
He had on a wife beater, and his titties were sticking out on the side, and they were ashy with stretch
marks. Dante Nero?
And the drool was just, like, dripping all down.
Definitely Dante Nero.
And Malcolm X. Mothers in the room that were just, like, holding their kids tight, and they looked very scared.
Martin Luther King.
All right, I'm done.
All right, producer Jay with a very interesting take.
Wow, what a beautiful one.
I don't know why I didn't say this. I don't know why I didn't say this part, but I had this written down, but I put a plastic cup in each of his hands and a do-rag with yellow stains on it. I didn't say that night.
I
was feeling rushed. All right, I was feeling rushed.
All right, producer Jay with a very interesting take.
Hey, Jay, did you have one for the CEO if he showed up?
No, I didn't. I mean, if his name would have been on, I just looked at the little thing where all the names were written on it, the fucking screenshot, and I wrote all the names from that down.
Why didn't you put a couple spaces for us now?
His name wasn't on there, so I didn't write one. So
it's on there right now.
Freestyle.
okay, so.
So, how about we all try to do an impression, of producer Jay?
There was this one guy, and he had on a, I think it was a black and purple shirt is what they wear with the white letters, FedEx, and some black. It looked like some kind of real special shoes to support his feet, but they were kind of steaming. They looked like they might be kind of moist. He had like one of them towels around his neck, like he was always wiping sweat off his brow, and he was just
size of his dick.
just kind of in a catatonic state. I don't know. Anyone else want to add anything to that?
What is Dick
a coma
like?
Victim?
A special person.
A victim of 9/11.
I bet he's covered in maple syrup, stupid.
Oh, fuck, this is me? Oh, wait, shit, I want to hear this one.
He looked kind of like, I'm trying to think what Cartman wears from
South Was he Park. Drinking a lot of Dr. Pepper and pissing himself?
He was drinking some Double Dew.
Double Dew.
Diet Double Dew.
Ew, ew.
And some cheesy poofs.
Was he pissing himself and then wringing the underwear out over the tub and hanging it up and then wearing it the next day?
But man.
He does hate Kyle, just like Cartman does.
Real-life Cartman.
Is he still using that same mattress that he pissed on?
Can we all do an impression of Producer Jay and describe somebody else?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, Nick, it's like he had a big dick and I unzipped his his pants and I put it in my mouth. Your turn.
Ross Bennington.
Okay, wait, I'm next. Yes, I'm a second.
No, producer Jay.
I hope one
Jay.
Of your kids is watching you right now and
producer
learning
Jay,
how to
not
act.
Don A.
Chris, you're up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm supposed to be. Oh, okay. Can I do a Joe Boney impression instead?
Yeah, sure. You can sub in.
Hello, welcome to Producer Jay's Roast. You can find me at Joe the Fighting Jay on Instagram. You can find me working for Ross Bennington, making him breakfast every morning. And you can find me serving Producer Jay eggs and hash browns.
Oh, thanks, Joe.
I support women 110%.
Respect.
I respect women 110%. Josiah is a huge fan. He's not sick of my bullshit at all. And John Laurinaitis is a millionaire Texas oil baron.
Joe, isn't that just your neighbor? Isn't that just your neighbor, Joe? Come on.
No, that's not my neighbor Mike at all. I don't know who tells you that. Those lies, those radish and cougars. I don't know about them. I support Ian Ellis 110%.
What are you gonna do to those liars, Joe?
Oh, I'm gonna stick my size 15 up their radish and candy ass, and that's the bottom line. Cause Joe Booney said so.
Oh,
where's
that's
my
where he
tree?
Got that
where's
from?
My maple
Shit.
Tree?
You didn't know that.
No, geez. I just figured it out.
Okay, my turn. Yeah, so I was in this match. Wow.
God, I thought James
wouldn't let me out.
Suck.
And I was in a cage, and this kid was chewing through Ethernet cords.
Get off the stage, faggot.
Nobody would let him do anything. And then Dad wouldn't mention him anywhere, and then some fat guy kept saying, "This retarded kid is your son," and you know, I.
Hey, go back to sounded wrong. Like the kid who snorted a pill like 5 seconds ago. He sounded better that way. Hey guys, it's me, Nick. Oh.
Oh shit, that was way better. Did you take classes?
Have you guys
yes,
seen
I wear
have
glasses.
You guys seen a picture of Nick before though? Like,
nope.
If I show you this guy, Nick, when I show them this photo, they're gonna lose it.
Oh,
just
God.
Show them.
Of Nick, that's Nick.
That's Nick.
Yes. Oh God, he's got like a Q-tip head. What the hell?
I told you. We told you he was Red Phillip, didn't we? We told you he was a guy who wanted to be Patrice O'Neill, but like a ginger.
Old wannabe beard having ass.
I know.
His mustache can't touch his beard.
I know, and those stupid fucking glasses. Look how his glasses and his eyebrows like have molded into one. It's like he's got his eyebrows on his glasses.
He looks kind of like Jared from Subway with a beard who lost
weight. It looks like Jared from Subway, but he's wearing like the fucking...
Yeah, what is that?
Some potato head mustache, and
is that an Arizona Jeans Company like JCPenney special issue hoodie?
But look at his nose. Doesn't it look like his nose, mustache, and glasses are like one of those things that like kids would wear?
Don't do this. Don't do this. I don't want to be here or talk about me.
Who really is that? Because he's not upset, so that's not really him.
No, that is him. That is him. It's in this
display. That doesn't look a booty enough.
I'm so hurt.
I took that out of his display pic. That's really him.
That was took this morning.
No, was it?
Yes, it was.
That guy looks like Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks turned into a human. Alvin. Where's Simon and Theodore?
I'm coming to your house. I'm going to murder you, Jay.
Okay.
Don't talk about me that way.
Don't excite me like that, Nikki boy.
Yeah, I know that would make your day, wouldn't it?
It would.
He looks like a normal Canadian.
If you were to knock on my door and walk in my house and say you're gonna kill me,
don't put that one up. Look at my hat.
Looks like you got punched in the nose.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you wearing a witch's nose there?
Nope, that's my regular nose.
So you had a nose job in the other picture? Because it's different. It's different. This
just
picture,
for that picture. Different I angle. Also snorted an Artie Lang's worth of cocaine.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Dude, you can't fake those ears.
What's with the pink? You probably paid a lot of money for that pink ripped up shirt, didn't you?
Oh, like, yeah, like $5,000.
A hoodie? Is that a hoodie t-shirt? I've never understood that. Why do you need a hood and strings on a t-shirt?
Because it's hot and windy.
And is that a fake pocket on the front of it? Like, is that just for looks, like girls in their jeans with no pockets? Did you get that shirt in the girls section?
No, I hang my pendants on that.
Your brooch that you got from your mammy? All
right, this isn't very funny. Let's move on.
Uh-huh. You're pretty funny. Oh, here's the... Oh, boy. We got Canada, eh?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Some
dark,
nice
huh?
striped jeans. You got them acid washed with
these
the nice
modeling pictures?
Stripes on them.
No, this is just
Where's
a guy.
Agent?
This is just me hanging around Toronto.
The consistent chin beard.
You
going
ask
on.
Random kids to take the picture for you.
Nope,
skinny
I took those.
Jeans.
Oh yeah,
XOTO.
Take the picture, you little shit.
You love Toronto, Toronto, Ontario.
Do you get tired of bombing, or is it like you're comfortable here?
Oh, I'm comfortable if you're talking about me.
Yeah, I'll put my picture up now.
Oh, God.
Well, this guy looks mad. Yeah, that's
Kyle
definitely
was
like
mad
a
I put that picture up. He accused me of
one.
Not being me. I think he
you're
got a
calling
boner.
Quinn?
Yes. Hey. What are you talking about?
When was that from? Ross Dog.
It's from his Tinder.
That's within 4 or 5 months. Probably the last
Dude,
time I cut my hair.
You're like 10 inches long. You could like palm a watermelon.
I can palm a basketball, actually.
That's kind of a compliment to a guy. You know what they say about big heads, you know?
I can get it all the way around.
Are you from the 50s?
The 50s? Yes. Just like Ian's all right, news.
Guys, pull a close up of it. Tell me if I'm crazy. Does it look like he has little teeth?
I got great teeth.
He does have little
Zoom
teeth.
Zoom in. Do what you want.
Have no, fun. He does, though.
Jimmer Nam it.
He's got baby teeth.
No. There's already a zoomed in picture, actually.
His body on that?
I can't do the invite. I was going to show you the room.
Did you hear that sweet silence, Nick?
Yep.
you guys want to see Nick at his most burnt and douchey?
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Look how burnt he is in the face. Look at those blades. Look at those blades. Wait, I got, you know what?
You drive around with your window open all the time.
He's got a little mat cheat going on there.
You guys want to see a good one? I got a good one.
You could light a match on that guy's mustache.
I got a good one. Nick, you should never have left your Facebook. Oh, I've got the best one. You shouldn't leave your Facebook.
I like the
open.
Lamp in the background, the two little girls with the umbrella.
Can I ask you guys a question? Do you guys like blades? Like blades. Beard blades? I got some blades for you. I got some blades for you. Yeah.
Oh. Oh. That's the cum catcher right there.
Yeah. Dude, can you wash my windows
Your
with
face
that thing?
Has suicide nets.
Oh,
oh suicide nets for the fleas.
Oh, his arm's like two shades darker than that jersey.
You guys like blades?
Let's see some more blades, bro. I like the middle part too, man. Two waves on the top there. It's like the brown arches, and then the little fan in the back. So the little kind of
you know, if you turn
how much fucking free time do you have that you're grooming your beard like that
and taking all these selfies?
I do that every morning.
Who takes all these damn selfies? What guy?
He styles that with cum. He catches it and then he just rubs it right through
more.
It.
I'm just giving you the best of the blades. That's all I'm doing.
So there's like tons of these selfies on his.
Oh, there are hundreds.
Holy shit. I can guarantee you, if I were to make my Facebook public, there's probably like maybe 15 personal pictures of me on there.
That's because you don't have any friends.
No, it's because I don't take selfies. He doesn't have friends. He's
literally never.
Yeah, his friend is the mirror in these pictures that's taking a picture of him. His friend the mirror. Or his friend Mama. Look at Mama's lamp in the background with the little girls holding the umbrella. I doubt that's his friend's house with
that,
you know, with the
lamp.
Fucking antique porcelain fucking shit. Or at the fucking ice rink, don't you know? Fuck. Mirror
you got
pigs,
me, bro. You got
fucking
me.
Downtown Canada, fucking pink, fucking hooded, oh fake pocket T-shirt, and is that a fucking what is that, a gold pendant? And then, dude, you get the fucking brown puke gold colored fucking hoodie T-shirt on.
Oh, I know.
With like, damn.
Like,
don't
what the day. Fuck? With a white T-shirt underneath, it doesn't even match, dude.
Jay,
come
hey,
on,
producer Jay. You don't
and
have to
fake buttons
me.
On it, dude. The buttons don't even open. Like fake buttons, dude. That's
Jay,
bitch
Jay,
shit.
Producer Jay, you don't have to
for real,
anyone.
Dude. Do you buy your own clothes, or does your mom still like get you school clothes? What the fuck? For real.
He didn't start this fight, but he
get
will
get a T-shirt,
it.
Man.
Jay, you don't have to convince
fuck.
Anyone that Nick is a fucking douche.
Yeah, ugh. It's all me. I mean, what can
I mean, I love blades more than I love blades, but I love these blades.
And then, okay, that. Oh yeah. Oh, that really showcases the nostrils well.
Is that a gold phone case?
Okay, back to the one with the public. With the blue God, Jay, stripes God. Above the Raptors jersey. Is that like a robe and that he's trying to pass off like it's some button-up shirt, or is it just a horrendous-looking button-up
shirt? Oh, those
shirt?
Are pajamas he got for Christmas, for sure.
That's, yeah, like some fucking long... Is that Christmas morning at Mommy's house?
Hey, where was all this spunk during
he's
the
wearing
road?
Pajama pants. He took a picture from the top up.
I'm not good at writing stuff down, man.
You need to work off the head more. You work off the top of your head better.
You got
to
get him a little angry.
Don't, like Ian.
That was my idea, was just to go off the top of my head from the get-go, but then I thought...
From now on, we tell him Trump's a piece of shit and we're all liberals.
Yeah.
I fucking love Bernie Sanders.
And just post some pictures in Discord and just tell me there's somebody, even if they're not, and then I'll
No, that's him.
Sure. Sure.
That's absolutely him. You don't believe me? Go look on his page.
Nick Jalopoulos.
Close enough.
Nick Goy.
Jalopoulos.
Speaking of Nick, we figured out what V does for the Toronto Blue Jays. I know what he does now. He
Genovese
put shit in boxes.
Wait, is a mail guy?
He works in the fucking mail room.
No.
I got a photo.
Alright, we need to make all of this public. We need to take V public.
I got a
Don't dox yourself.
We're not gonna do that. I will show it to you, Nick. Look at that. In the mailroom. In the fucking mailroom, literally.
Holy shit.
In the mailroom. That's what he does. So next time we go to a Blue Jays game, all we gotta do is just tell them, hey, we got a letter for the team and it's gotta be hand delivered.
You gotta describe V to everybody.
Did you say Nick Goy is his name?
Yeah, that guy, I know.
Yeah, Nick Goy. It's like soy. I'm partially Japanese.
Okay, well that's not the guy you posted pictures of in the Discord.
That is him. I mean, look, that's Nick after a bout of cancer, but...
Yeah, that was a few years ago when I beat lung cancer.
With a few gunshot wounds to the gut, but...
It's post-Proud Boy?
Pre.
Pre-Proud Boy. All right. What is this, high school?
That's right. When I had lung cancer.
Are you a San Francisco fan?
No, I was... a cancer-free fan.
Well, that really brought the show down.
Yeah, can't believe you survived. That was awful.
Yeah. The cure was more cigarettes.
Count on Nick and his pesky cancer to bring the show down. Thanks, Nick. Just kidding.
You're welcome.
I'm just busting balls, hey. If you want to donate to the Cancer Society of America, the link's in the description. Hey, don't make me come over here flex my nuts.
Yeah, send it to patreon.com/sayNZ.
Nick, you are Sean Boyce, our super fan. Kill you. You're his favorite. Sean Boyce is our super fan, and you're his favorite person.
Yeah.
And he left a comment the other day. I comment on every video and you retards still don't know what I like. Would you like to respond to Sean Boyce?
Tell us what you want, Sean.
How do you feel, Sean, for giving me fucking cancer, you piece of shit? I hope you fucking die in the gutter tomorrow. And I hope your mom runs you over after.
Oh, my God. Yeah, didn't Sean Boyce say, you know, Nick is the best part of the show, but... You know, lately he's been awful or something.
That's because he gave me cancer.
Lately? It's like lately he's been awful? When lately?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You mean all the time?
Did he also take the cancer away?
No. No.
Does the cancer still follow Gavin McGinnis?
Yes. Yes, we had to break up. The cancer is proud boy.
So he took it with him when you broke up.
That's right.
Okay.
Sean, we're glad you enjoy the show.
So you're cancer free.
Fuck you.
You're cancer free for now.
Nick is as cancer free as cigarettes. That's my answer to that question.
That's right.
He's as cancer free as the pack of cigarettes he's smoking.
Yeah, fuck cancer. Cancer's fucking stupid.
Cancer's 40 and it's white and it's
40,
failed.
Worked at Burger King.
Cancer's
stupid.
For people who can't hack up a loogie.
Beat
just hack up
ball.
A loogie.
Yeah,
just hack all the cancer ball. Out.
Cancer got no views. I'll fucking smash cancer.
Cancer, you got no
why
views.
Yeah,
and
why don't you come on my Discord, Cancer? No one's going to yours. You got no views, stupid.
Yeah.
Failed at others' lives.
Yeah, Cantha, why are you always calling in to other people's shows that are awful? Like, why are you doing that, Cantha? Why don't you go after someone big like Stern? Try and get yourself some notoriety.
Yeah, what's his Patreon like?
Yeah. Yeah, my Patreon's got more subs than you does, Cantha.
Cantha, you know where your girl is right now? She's on her way over here to suck my dick.
You know, yeah, Cantha, I don't fuck with niggas that don't get pussy, so fuck you.
You know, I hate asking y'all niggas for donations.
Yeah, $500. I keep this cancer. I mean,
you can donate to cancer, that boring ass cancer, corny shit, or you can donate to me. Keep me alive, stupid.
Cancer, that scream sniper.
Probably supports fucking Bernie Sanders, liberal faggot.
All right, isn't that is that it?
That's the show.
All ready to wrap this shit up.
Oh, hey, we were just busting balls, everyone. By the way,
that was with or without apologies.
We all love each other's
fucking one.
We all friends.
If you happen to be the cancer in Don A, we weren't talking about you. We're talking about different cancer.
Oh, but hey, now we don't like. I don't really like to talk about cancer, the C word.
Hey, yeah, real cancer is not our friend. Fuck cancer.
Hey, fuck you, Samantha.
Hey, remember, at the end of the day, I'm all about positivity.
Remember, listen, you're either friends with cancer or you're friends with me, okay?
Remember, cancer's only a cigarette away.
That's right. Hey, you know what? Ian's right. You're either friends with cancer or you're friends with Don A. You got to pick a side.
Well, that's
I personally pick cancer. If you want to hang out with Don A, I mean, that's still your business. He is faking having cancer.
We are all in agreement, right?
I'm afraid of radio wars.
You fucking... You niggas trying to play the nigga? Trying...
Who is this guy? Who is this?
Read that comment down there, Lance. Do you see it?
This guy here in Ellis sounds a lot better than Sanji.
This dude has ruined being Asian for dynasties. Forget about Star Trek. There's not going to be another Asian in space for generations.
He's a man with respect. He respects women 150%.
She's not even a real hoe.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck were you pushing me to?
I want her front teeth that is cut with a slant, like a 45 degree angle. How the fuck does that happen? It looks like someone cut it with a rotary tool.
Yeah, get Ian Ellis on the show. Follows me on Twitter.
Spell it. Joe. I spell booty.
He's a radishing cougar. And if he thinks I'm fake news, well, you know what? Come see what fake news is, because I'll teach you what fake news is, because we are real news with Kill the Fighting J. We are real human beings, and nobody disrespects me.
That is your gay.
Make fun of my show all you want. Hey, I don't care. See, you're the joke, not me. You're the biggest joke on the face of this earth. You don't know what you're talking. You don't make sense. You can't even show your own face. Get the stupid mic. What's this? I don't need no mic. Do I need a mic to be on my show? No, I don't need a mic. I don't need nothing. I just need a camera, my sports show. That's it. You have a basement that is broken down, holes in the wall.
Welcome to the gaming channel.
Give me a freaking break. I'm better than you
100%. You address the question. Who addressed the question, you fucking bitch-ass chink stir? Seriously, who wants to watch Rice Stir?
You got me.
Are you fucking scheming?
Yes, Timmer worked really hard all day to put these shows together so that he can get 15-minute cam shows. Yep. Yes.
We got, like, guys that are just literally obsessed with Patrice O'Neal. I don't understand that.
No. I apologize. My name's Ian.
No,
let me introduce
you.
Myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did to you?
Just go. Just don't talk to me.
I apologize.
Do not talk to me. Go away.
Alright. Well, I apologize.
Well,
if
no,
made you
I
feel
don't give
bad.
A shit. Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
No. You were horrible. Okay. You were horrible and you humiliated me in front of a room of people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No,
if
you're not
you
even any good.
Bad.
So please go away.
Thank you.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. Go fuck yourself. And fucking take your fucking shitty. Fucking fedora and go eat a dick.
So this little fag, he goes, I don't like Radio Wars, and he fucking does this shit?